So let's talk about the trial you reported.
Yeah, we reported a study that's relatively small, relatively underpowered, 1,000 patients. It was an adjuvant study in which we compared four cycles of standard dose AC to four cycles of what we consider now standard dose TC, which would be docetaxel at 75 milligrams per meter squared, and the same dose of cyclophosphamide, 600 milligrams per meter squared. There really were no dose reductions. We used full body surface area. You know, we didn't reduce dose if a patient had a very large body surface area. That's still the doses they received. Chemotherapy was given before radiation therapy or before tamoxifen. And we included higher risk node negative and women with positive nodes in this trial. Trial got stopped at one point. We sort of ran out of funds to do it, but then got it back up and running. You know, I think because of the timing when we started this in 1997, everyone was very interested in combining doxorubicin with the taxanes. But we didn't have enough data, we felt, to combine docetaxel with doxorubicin at that time. So consequently, we went this alternative route. And it sort of stands alone because this is the only non-anthracycline regimen that's kind of out there, if you think about it. I mean, there's CMF that's out there, or in the old days, you know, melphalan or L-phenylalanine mustard, but, you know, there really aren't other non-anthracycline regimens. And so this study kind of percolated along. We accrued the patients. This really started in the PRN research group and then became U.S. Oncology Research, and we were really kind of learning procedures and standard operating procedures and set up the computer system to capture all of the data and so on. We now have a pretty sophisticated system, but this was really in the beginning. And this is the first major adjuvant study that we've done within the U.S. Oncology Network.